B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Okay. I think we should call this segment Morning Court.
Right.
Morning Court. Because we have a plaintiff.
Right.
Who has a bit of a situation, as we like to call it.
And a defendant.
Yes, who won't be testifying
right
today. But yeah, we have a lovely lady on the phone, Kelly. Her husband, here's the deal. Her husband, I guess they came into some money with the tax return and or wherever else. He wants to use that money to make their living room an Irish pub.
Okay.
So that's the situation. She says not so fast because of the kids. But
I object.
Kelly objects. Yes. Kelly objects. Let's say good morning to Kelly. So that's the situation, right?
Yes, that's what it turned into. I suggested that we use the money to set aside a space for the kids now that they've been home for so long and they need to have a space of their own to start learning, and you know they're getting older. I'd like them to have some privacy where they can hang out with their friends and be comfortable hanging at home. And
he wants a pub, right? Like a
wants a full-on bar pub.
Wow,
that sounds good.
It would be right. Well, he thinks it'd be fun for the family to hang out, have friends over, and I just think it's not the right way to go. I think he's going to be setting a bad example for the kids, but that's what's fun is drinking. Like,
oh, well.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
It is
the
fun.
The person who has a bar in the house. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, and the responsibility factor, too, is there because I do have a bar in my house. It's not like wet bar or anything, but you have to lock up the lick. You have to be mindful, and you do have to wonder what sort of message you're sending to the kids. Like, oh, we have a pub in the middle of our house.
Right.
I don't know.
Exactly.
Now, is he want to do a full-fledged, like, you know, running water, refrigerator, taps?
I mean, well, what's he actually wants to recreate a bar that we saw in Ireland last summer when we were there visiting as a family.
Leaning in that
direction. I know. It sounds so fun. But I get what you're saying.
Wow.
Right.
Oh, my God. That's a tough one because you don't want to be like, you know, that person who's like, no.
Yeah.
But you also want to be able to finagle, like, maybe an argument that maybe it's not such a good idea.
Well, the situation is you don't have enough room to do it in the basement or anything like that. So that's the thing.
Yeah.
It can't be a...
Right. So it's going to be right in our face all the time.
Right. Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
This is a tough one.
This
is a tough situation.
Because there's a part... Listen, I'm semi-empty nesting. Can I talk? I'll do it.
Wow. I live your husband's dreams.
Bob, I got two little kids, and I'm thinking, boy, that sounds like a great idea.
Okay. All right, Kelly. Well, listen, what we're going to do is invite listeners to call, give some advice, maybe get you to lean one way or the other about it. But it really is a good dilemma here because you're got kids, teenagers still in school. You want a school space, but... He's got a great idea.
I know. That's a great idea.
Wow. Kelly, stay tuned, okay? We'll have some calls in. Maybe that'll help you guys make a decision, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Is it going to be Guinness on tap? I mean,
we get to come and open the bar when ribbon or something?
Yeah. All right, Kelly, you're a good sport. Thanks for calling. Stay tuned, and we'll see what the listeners have to say, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Very nice. I mean, she's not an angry wife. She just doesn't think it's the best idea for now. But I look at your computer, and you were Googling indoor pubs.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can have a really good time.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a good budget.
Yep.
I mean, I'm sorry, but I understand what she's talking about. But I also understand. If it was in the basement, I could be like, okay, let him do it.
All
but
in.
You know
it's
what? But, like, it's just. But
let's take some calls.
Oh,
okay. 888-410-1057. Nice lady. Just wants some advice, wants to know if it's just her or what you think. Maybe you could have a compromise, or should she do it or just not? Any advice is good. She'll take it. We'll take some calls. 888-410-1057. Be good. Hey, we're doing... Remember this TV theme? You, of all people, know this TV theme.
Yes, I do.
You're the master of themes. What is it?
Night Court.
That's right. Night Court. But right now we have what we call Morning Court.
Morning court. I get it, because we're a morning show.
Yes.
But we're solving things.
We're trying.
Okay.
So we have Kelly was on the phone with us a few minutes ago. She's got a bit of a dilemma, for lack of a better word. Her husband wants to put a pub inside their living room, and that's the only space they've got. She's got kids, just to kind of reset the scenario.
Yep.
She wants it to be...
Yeah, it sends a weird message to the kids. Our kids are of that age where they're going to be teenagers soon. She wants a space for them to kind of like have their own thing with their friends. And what does this say? And then, he's going to have a pub in his living room,
Yeah, and he had his fantasies of recreating an Irish pub. So let's take some calls.
Who doesn't have those?
Right, but he wants to make it happen. Jim, what advice do you have?
Yeah, go for it if you want to have a boat anchor around your neck when you want to go sell the house.
Oh, didn't think of that. It's probably not ideal for everybody.
It's not a good resale value?
Not in the least.
Really?
Jim, are you in real estate of any sort? Or?
No. My wife watches a lot of the shows, and I get stuck watching them along with her.
Okay. Yeah, so you've learned through osmosis.
You
might have a good point.
Okay.
And I bet that's siding with Kelly. She'll probably be agreeing with you.
Yeah, resale value is a good argument.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. ROR, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, my name's John.
John, what advice do you have for Kelly today?
He can do whatever he wants when he's single again.
I think you've doled that in before. Sage advice. All right, thank you.
Okay.
Jason, any advice for Kelly today?
What's happening, guys? My suggestion is put on an addition. A garage with a room above, turn it into man cave.
If they have enough money to do that, it's
and the variance.
Yeah. but no, that would be the ideal.
That's an ideal situation.
That's the ideal. Yep. If she can do that, though, it's a good idea. Thanks,
options,
Jason.
Thanks.
Absolutely, guys.
ROR, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Angel.
Hi, Angel. What advice do you have?
So I think maybe he just wants to do it because that he was like over there visiting family and they had such a great time, and he thinks if he recreates it in his house, he's going to have the same experience, but it's not the same when you're over here.
I'm just glad he didn't go to a strip club.
Oh, God. No, I don't think there's going to be a poll. But,
hey, babe, I got an idea.
Yeah. You're right. That's what has probably inspired him, but you don't think it's a good idea?
No, because like the mom said, the kids could get into it, and kids will get into anything. You could lock it up, and they're going to pick that lock.
Yeah.
Angel.
You know what? You are no angel. All right. Good advice.
Thanks.
Thank you, Angel. All right, Tim. Advice for Kelly today.
I didn't hear whether she's building a room or she has an existing room.
It's like, existing one of the things my wife room. And I just existing.
Oh, in a living room. All right. Well, that's a little different. Well, no, because my wife and I we discussed. I always wanted to get a pool table, so I said, when we get a house, I don't care if it's upstairs, downstairs, basement, whatever. We're going to get a pool table. So. Yeah, we didn't get one right away, but we had a big room on the end of the house that they had set up as their living room. And then, we lucked out, won a bunch of money at Twin Rivers, so we set up the game room. And then, it's something that the kids can enjoy if it's a game room.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can play pool together, you can play darts, we can, we have a jukebox in there, the whole deal,
Right, so it's not just a bar, maybe that's a compromise.
The other thing, too, is you kind of lose the novelty of it. There's a lot of times when it goes where you're not using it all that much, And then, lately we've had some people over and stuff, and... Yeah, it is great because you can sit there and you can drink in your own house. You have to drive anywhere,
No, so that's the best.
Okay.
And it's cheaper.
But the bar thing, you'd be sitting at the bar constantly. I mean, what else is there to do there unless you put, some darts up or something? You really kind of...
Sitting at a bar.
Just a dark bar.
The service here is horrible.
We didn't set this room up with the bar. We kind of wanted to. And then, between the jukebox, we have a pub table and a chair in there.
Yeah, thanks, Tim.
Wow, we'll be over later.
Yeah,
okay. They build one. We'll have you consult on it.
Yeah. Thanks, Tim. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. All right, let's say last one, Tony from the Clam Shack. Real quick, Tony.
Hey, how you doing? It's Tony.
Yeah.
What happened to this chick's fun buttons? Huh?
You know, Tony, you can't call every week and disparage our listeners.
I don't know if Tony knows where the fun button is.
Oh, that's good.
Sorry, Tony. He doesn't know where the fun button is, does he? So anyway.
I think he has a wife, huh?
People are mixed about this, so we'll take a few more calls for Kelly. What do you think? Should she let the husband make the pub, or or not. Okay.
It's a tough one because I've been Googling Irish pubs and houses.
Yeah.
And if it's tastefully done,
uh-huh.
it can look very fabulous.
Right.
I mean,
and maybe
you can't
it wouldn't hurt resale.
Some, like, no, you know, they call it Irish wallpaper, paneling. No paneling. But if you do it with this, like, a nice touch, it'll look good.
Okay. We had a little situation this morning, but, you know, we called it morning court because Kelly called us. She apparently came into some money, you know, with the tax returns, whatever.
Sure.
Their family, they have teenage kids. The husband wants to put a bar in.
Oh, boy.
The living room is converted to a bar. Here's what... Here's briefly what Kelly said this morning.
He actually wants to recreate a bar that we saw in Ireland last summer when we were there visiting as a family.
Okay. I'm leaning in that
direction. I know. It sounds so fun, but I get what you're saying.
Wow.
Well, he thinks it'd be fun for the family to hang out, have friends over, and I just think it's not the right way to go. I think he's going to be setting a bad example for the kids.
Okay, so briefly what Kelly said. Had a lot of calls. Most people sided with Kelly that, you know, maybe they should wait.
Yeah.
To open a bar.
Kids will be gone soon.
Kids will be gone. So it was great to hear from her. I think she'll feel good about a lot of the advice that people gave her. Last one. We're going to get Sean. He wants to be the last caller.
Okay.
For the situation here. How are you going to side with this, Sean? Kelly or her husband?
Kelly on this one for sure, 100%. Not only is it the cost of building the actual Irish bar, it's the operating cost. Keeping the stock up.
Operating
cost. Kegerator's going to need to be full. Number two, Kelly's going to become nothing more than a St. Pauli's ghost. He's going to be cleaning up and cooking and feeding these people. I mean, this guy.
I can see
like,
that.
Build the dreams. Build the bar, they will come.
Right. Exactly. That is really mean, good.
Sounds like a threat.
You know, yes.
Kevin Costner didn't really. He won in the end, but did he really? He almost lost the farm. He almost, you know, it was a
show. Okay, all right.
I just wanted to have a catch.
Oh, my God. Wow. That's wow. So funny.
Let's call him Dan, okay? So Dan just needs to take a back seat for a little while.
Yeah.
It'll all come in suit and good time when the kids get older.
You know what?
All right. That's
he
a
should
good
want
idea.
To spend time with his kids now anyhow.
Jeez, I got to say, Sean, you summed it up.
It's very good. Makes a movie reference, wow, sage advice.
I thought a guy named Sean would be all for an Irish pub.
Well, now my kids are older, I have my Irish pub.
All right, nice.
Well, you had me at operating costs. That's kind of scary.
They're a lot, trust me.
They're a lot. Sean, that's the call of the day. Thank you, and I think that gives Kelly, you know, when she talks to her husband later, not named Dan, I don't think. I think she's armed, ready to
all
go.
Right.
So, plaintiffs, we side with the plaintiff today, I think.
All right.
Yeah, okay.
We're going to side with the plaintiff.
Yeah, we'll side
all
with
right.
the plaintiff. Kelly. Thanks, Sean.
Case dismissed.
Hey, guys. Case. Good chatting with you guys always.
Love right, it, man.
Thanks.
Thank you. That was
smart.
Good. He's got a bar. He knows. So he says, wait. That's probably the best advice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a bar in my house, and I have a teenager. But I'm the mother of the year.
Yeah, well, you don't have a tap, though, and that's the thing.
Anyway. Not yet.
Okay, good to know, good to know. If you ever have a situation you want to help us with, go to WROR.com, email us, and then we'll talk about it on the radio, help you out.
I know, we're like a courtroom.
It's like,
we have a plaintiff, defendant, and then it's case dismissed.
Yeah, that's it.
All
you
right?
just dismissed the case.
I just dismissed the case.
You sided with Kelly.
Case all right. closed.
We had Kelly on the phone earlier in the show, and I thought we took our last call because we kind of settled it. You know, it's probably too soon.
Okay.
Too early for the husband to build his own Irish pub in the house.
What
a
dream
room.
To have, though.
I know. He can hang on to it. He can even keep working on designing it. But Ruth, who calls herself the self-proclaimed RBG, is on the phone. She'd like to chime in. Okay. So what's up?
I'm chiming in. I don't know if you're all done with that conversation about the bar in the basement.
Well, no, you can always, file an appeal.
I would late entry of evidence.
Yes.
I thought those people might want to think about if they get to go away on vacation. It depends on how old their kids are. But if they go on vacation, it's going to be party central at the Irish bar.
Sure.
You got? Can you imagine that? When you're
God.
Right.
I walked in on a friend of mine went away. They never went away. They said, just stop in and see how things are going. I stopped and I listened at the door. I was like, wow, man. I knocked on the door. Her daughter opened the the door about three, with this flame that starts at, Jesus, it's my mom's friend.
Oh, my God. How many kids were in the house?
Oh, my God. There must have been 20 of them in this little apartment.
There you go. And,
nice.
Yeah, that's another good point.
You better open that door. I said, oh, there's going to be worse trouble than if you open the door. She's like, no, yeah, all right.
Wow. Good point, Ruth.
Going
good
away. Point. Yeah.
Go away. That's anyway, a party house.
Up, we had a bar in the basement.
Yeah? Did mommy and daddy ever go away?
They went my father owned a travel business. Oh, it was a lot of fun.
I bet you whistled when he packed.
I sure did.
Yeah. Did they have a lock on the liquor cabinet?
Yeah, they're going to have.
Wow. Easily breakable.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ruth. Exactly. That's good advice.
Okay. Thanks.
Good
have
advice.
Okay, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye. Think of that. That's going to be the party house. I think, like you said, case dismissed.
Wait. Yep, case dismissed.
Case dismissed, Kelly. I don't think you're going to get a bar anytime soon. Good news.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.